Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. It's certainly a different business world right now, with most meetings still occurring virtually and a large percentage of workers performing their duties from home. What are the challenges managers and business owners are facing in this new normal work environment? Sherry Thatcher is chair of the Department of Management at the Darla Moore School of Business at the University of South Carolina in Columbia. And this is part four in our weekly series entitled Managerial Insights, Supporting Businesses During an Uncertain Time, as a part of a partnership with the Darla Moore School's Executive Education Department. And this interview will be followed up with a live Zoom conference on this topic this coming Monday, May 18th at 3 p.m. Right now, Sherry joins us by phone from her office. Sherry, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much for having me. I'm a big fan of it.
Well, thank you very much for listening. Is there anything different about virtual teamwork? I mean, that's been going on for a while. We've had Zoom conferences around before. Is there anything different between virtual teamwork during normal operating times and now in times of a crisis?
Yes. Virtual teamwork during normal operating times is a way that companies make very productive use of employees who may be working at different locations or time zones. They have the norms of how that works. During times of a crisis, such as what is happening right now, companies are tending to use this technology to try to keep normal business operations going. And they have a lot of people who may not feel particularly comfortable with the technology or the situation. So, you know, we know they're at home, there's distractions, they might not have the same computer access or equipment access as they have at work. And virtual team video calls for people who aren't used to them can be very exhausting. You see yourself. When you have team meetings, you're not used to seeing yourself, so it may be a little disconcerting.
I guess it can be kind of intimidating as well.
Absolutely. It's very intimidating. So the difference is that in a crisis, people really need some emotional and informational support, much more so than in the normal virtual teamwork for teams that do it all the time.
And so how should managers run team meetings during times like this?
Yeah, I think it's really important to think about that. And I think it also depends on when exactly it is during the time of crisis. So when a crisis first happens, people are uncertain. What you really want to focus on as a manager is trying to be empathetic and trying to give them some certainty. So express gratitude for them, concern for their health and safety, talk about their emotional health just in a general way that you support that. And to provide information. They don't really know what's going on because they can't interact with people the same way. So they're really hungry for what's happening. What does this mean for my life? Only after that, then you should maybe talk about the task and talk about big picture directives. Which projects should team members be working on? Which clients should continue to be serviced? Which ones can we put on hold? Once you've moved on from that initial time, then the next couple of meetings are really designed to build cohesion and getting into some sort of routine. And it's important to bring some personal things into it. So maybe a theme day where they share a background of where they would rather be, something that allows the team to bond and remember that they really enjoy each other.
Now, how about productivity? Managers, of course, are always keeping an eye on productivity. In a time like this, should managers lower their expectations?
It's not that they should lower their expectations, but they should manage the expectations and understand and give grace when those expectations aren't met. In teamwork, if one person isn't performing, sometimes that impacts other team members. The expectations we had beforehand, that just isn't feasible at this time.
Is there anything you can point to that is positive about all of this virtual teamwork going on right now?
Absolutely. The good news is if managers can deal with this well, then virtual teamwork and the benefits from it can be held over to when you recover from this crisis.
Well, Sherry, thank you so much for your time. We look forward to seeing you again at our Zoom conference this coming Monday at 3 p.m.
I look forward to it. Thank you very much.
Sherry Thatcher is chair of the Department of Management at the Darla Moore School of Business at the University of South Carolina in Columbia. This is part four in our weekly series entitled Managerial Insights, Supporting Businesses During an Uncertain Time, as part of a partnership with the Moore School's Executive Education Department. And this will be followed up again on Monday, May 18th at 3 p.m. with a live Zoom conference with Sherry Thatcher on this topic again. All of the details will be posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.